truth telling, I'm gutted. I thought we made a couple of mistakes that we could easily turn around and say, it was a referee, it was us. We should have cleared the first one, could have hooked it, and then tried to flick it over someone. Then after that, they got on the end of it and played it, and we tried to play offside. Everybody's going mad, it was offside. It wasn't offside, just with 40 yards from the halfway line to our goal, a chance to catch him, then you should chase Glenn Murray. And you should run like you mean it and tackle him like you mean it, because you need to mean it. If the ref then waves his arm as he touches it and gives it offside, yeah, you don't run the other way. So for me, that's our fault. And the minute Glenn got there and was settled on it, I knew he was going to score because he's fantastic. And then the second one, a fellow ain't played that much, takes a free kick, stops Knockhart taking it, goes right in the top corner. It was a foul, right? We could have cleared it. We gave the ball away with their pressing in midfield. We could have worked it out to the left. We could have just played it. And there's a balance between getting caught with it or clearing it. And we didn't quite get that right. So they gone and scored a brilliant goal. After that, I was pleased. The changes, the difference, the lads who came off the bench with their intensity when we needed them to do that. The first part of it, did we deserve to be two down? I thought we could have had a penalty in the first half. We didn't do enough as an attacking force to hurt them, but not many people did. Second half, all I can say is we threw everything at them, absolutely everything, and we did it in a way that was controlled, was balanced. We got the second balls, we got the knockdown. We didn't look like we were going to let another one in or another one in like we did when I first came. So I'm bitterly disappointed we didn't get something. But that's three defeats in a row, so we've got to dust ourselves down. But for me, it's, if you're going to lose, it's how you lose. I didn't like how we lost it, Derby. I didn't mind how we lost Aston Villa, and I didn't mind how we lost today. But deep down, I don't take losing very well. So I'm going to be like a bear with a sore head. However many games we got left, I want to talk about us building and growing. And, you know, I've changed the team around, and I got to think about how high we can finish next year with the group that I've got. If not, I'll have to make some changes. So I got lots to think about. I'm trying to give everybody a fair chance to prove to me they want to be here and want to look at it. If that makes everybody's mind up about why I'm making so many changes, I want to try and get us as good as we can, as quick as I can. And I think, you know, where we are at the minute, the level of the bench that I've got is quite exciting, really, because the lads who came on, we looked like we could cause them all sorts of issues. Yeah, okay, you could argue that they got two and they're sitting in a little bit, but we scored one. We could have had another one. We absolutely then dominated the play when they didn't want it. Didn't want to. And unfortunately, we lashed it a couple that we could have, on another day, got a point, which is the least we deserved.
Just one more for me. A technical question, really. You're talking about that goal by Murray. Sometimes I see, I haven't played the game, sometimes I see a defender drop back and I think, why has he dropped back? He's played him onside. But in that instance, it wasn't right for them all to step up then.
No, you have a decision to make. And when Nedham, it went up in the air and it was going to go to them, we decided to step the other way. I would have run with him. I would have come across and run with him, because I know Glenn Murray, right? And I know he's a brilliant player, but he ain't the most lightning quick man in the world. So that was Lynchy who could have come across. He ran past Mass, and Mass is quite quick as well. And Mass sort of looked and thought, and because Lynchy put his arm up, we were waiting for a decision. You ain't got time to wait. The best one at it I ever know, who played with me for a long, long period, was Steve Yates. Yatesy would never, ever stop chasing someone, right? And in the end, the fans loved him here because he got things that we got wrong, he made them right. Now, I know how quick Lynchy can be, and if he'd have ran with him, I thought he'd have got him, right? And if Mass realised the danger, hang on a minute, he is onside, I'm going to get him. And you have to feel that, right? And it's not his job deep down, because he's a midfield player, but he saw it, and Glenn was almost level with him. But Glenn's desire to get there, because he was waiting for the referee. Never wait, mate. You make it happen yourself. So I blame us for that. And my analyst is going mad that I needed to talk to the referee about a deliberate handball in the first half. Now, I've seen it, and I think everybody at Sky saw it, and everybody's bemused at the referee's position, why he didn't give it. I thought the referee had an excellent game. We thought that was offside. He got it right. It wasn't offside. He gave disallowed two goals that were very marginally offside, and he got them right. So that's three out of three he's got right. What I didn't believe he got right, which was probably would have put us 1-0 up, was a handball. If you see it, and it deliberately, we didn't make enough of it as a group. And it's getting that balance right. I would have forced him, I think, to actually give us a penalty, because I'd have screamed at him. You know, and we didn't. And then he's looking and he thinks, oh, it can't be, because they didn't, you know? Dunk knew he deliberately moved his arm to it. But listen, we took on a team that beat us 3-0. We had someone sent off in that other game. I hate losing. I thought the crowd were brilliant. I thought they really helped us. And I got to patch us up again because we lost. So I'm going to have to go and analyse it, look at it, and we lost. And I hate losing. But listen, thanks to everybody. I was pleased with, we didn't give up. And you always got a chance if you don't give up. No matter what anybody else says, no matter what other people think, you have to be brave enough to keep going. You have to show character, 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 character. And to play for this club, I'm demanding that. And I can't have a go at them tonight, can I, deep down? I can't. I'm very, very proud of everybody.